Deutsche Welle Radio. Living Planet.
Hello and welcome. I'm Irene Quayle in Bonn. More than 16,000 species of animals and plants are in danger of extinction worldwide, and the rate of loss is accelerating steadily. At the UN World Summit on Sustainable Development in Johannesburg in 2002, governments committed themselves to significantly reducing the rate of biodiversity loss by 2010. But what exactly would represent a significant reduction, and how do you measure it? The European Union has decided to be a little more precise and has set itself a target of halting the loss of biodiversity in Europe by 2010. Nicholas Hanley is in charge of the Nature and Biodiversity Unit at EU headquarters in Brussels. I asked him exactly what is involved in the new EU initiative.
As a society, we interface with nature in many different ways. So if we are serious about halting the loss and moving towards restoring the natural balance in Europe, we have to address all different areas which can have an impact on nature. So it includes questions of the rigorous implementation of the community's nature laws, protecting species, birds, providing for the protection of the most special areas, the creation of our Natura 2000 network. It requires also consideration of nature in the formulation of other environment policies where we're looking to protect water, clean up our rivers, clean up our lakes, where we're looking to overcome problems of air pollution, which is necessary for human health, but also for the health of our forests and animals that live in them. We also need to think about other areas of community policies which interface with nature, and perhaps the two of the most obvious ones are the Common Agricultural Policy and the Fisheries Policy, where, unfortunately, these policies historically were the driving force of much of the loss of the community's biodiversity. We, after the war, intensified agriculture and lost a lot of wildlife and nature in the process. We allowed over-generous fishing quotas, such that we now have lost much of the fish stocks and the related marine life. So we're now looking to re-establish a balance. We have realised that we don't need to encourage as much intensive agriculture. We no longer are hungry. We have had, for a long time, surpluses of food, embarrassing food mountains. So we're now able to bring back a better balance and have policies which in many areas will pay farmers to be more sensitive to the environment through agri-environment payments, to insist that farmers respect environmental rules, don't pollute the rivers and streams from their livestock units and whatever, but also in areas where the community gives subsidies for regional development, for transportation, to ensure that these projects are brought forward in ways which are not destroying the most important and sensitive nature areas.
There are claims by environmental groups, including Greenpeace, that the EU is only documenting and monitoring the loss of biodiversity, while at the same time still implementing policies which contribute to the loss of biodiversity, and that not enough is being done in the way of new legislation to actually make sure that biodiversity loss is halted.
Well, I think the critiques of the Greenpeace are valid from the past, and therefore the challenge is to turn that round. We believe we're starting to make progress there. The real challenge for us is to implement more thoroughly, because we have all the time new development proposals, and very often there is a clash between protecting an area for nature and allowing this new proposal. How do we find the way to reconcile the two? So halting the loss of biodiversity, given that we've lost so much in the past, is only the first stage.
The target for 2010 is to halt the decline of biodiversity. Do you think it's realistic?
I think we are making progress. One of the difficulties clearly is measuring this. We are setting up a system of indicators. I think inevitably overall audit at the end of the day will show maybe in some areas we've not only halted the loss, but we've started to recover. And indeed, the latest reports from BirdLife International show that in the last decade, some of the more threatened bird species have started to recover. We have more golden eagles, we have more falcons, we have more of the rarer species. But on the other hand, we're still losing the more common species. So I think the eventual audit may be greater progress in some areas and perhaps less elsewhere. But I feel that we can make very substantial progress by 2010.
The EU is expanding at a rapid rate. To what extent do environmental issues or criteria play a role in the process for accepting new members?
Well, it's not so much a criteria for accepting them, because quite clearly, if we look at the recent expansion, many of those countries had severe environmental problems. In looking at accepting these new countries in, one of the conditions for them joining the community is that they do sign up to respect the full community environmental legislation. And much of that legislation is very costly in terms of investment. So there are periods of transition given to allow for the investments needed in water treatment, in pollution control and whatever. But when we look at the area of biodiversity, it's very significant that for the 10 countries that joined 2 years ago, and for Romania and Bulgaria, we are insisting that they respect the nature legislation from day one. And they have to present to us on day one their proposals for the Natura 2000 network. Because the fear was that unless we got that level of protection in from the start, the economic growth of these countries by joining the community, and more specifically the community resources given for new developments from regional aid, might actually have been used to accelerate loss of biodiversity through new development projects. So we are keen to ensure that community money going into the new countries only goes into projects which is respecting the protection of natural areas.
Nicholas Hanley, head of the Nature and Biodiversity Unit at EU headquarters in Brussels.
Listen as you go. Living Planet, Deutsche Welle Radio's award-winning weekly environment program, is available as a podcast. Click onto the Deutsche Welle website at dw-world.de.